Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this show today. This is going to be part one of a three-part series with one of the most, I'd say at the moment, the most phenomenal and significant vegan bodybuilder of all time. Let me tell you a little bit about her because she's going to get on. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself, and then she's going to go into her diet and her workout program. This amazing woman, who is unlike any other vegan that I've met so far, has been vegan since birth. And this will be a first for the show. This woman has been vegan since birth. She's been an athlete her entire life, and you'll understand that there's no surprise about that when you get to know her. She played basketball, she danced, she did track and field, but then she moved into bodybuilding. And as a vegan bodybuilder, which she's been her whole life, she has become a seven-time bodybuilding champion. She's a national qualifier. She was featured in a short film called Master Muscles that was picked up and shown at the Sundance Music Festival. She's been featured in Muscular Development Magazine and is now a sponsored athlete by the Plant Built Team and Center Stage Posing Suits. So please, without further ado, let me introduce to you Jahina Malik.
Hello, hello, Thomas. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm in Austin, Texas right now. It's a beautiful day. And where are you calling in from?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
And it's cold here, staying at 30.
Yeah.
And it's cold. We don't have beautiful weather like you do. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And Brooklyn, I've got kind of a soft spot for Brooklyn because my wife was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, really? That's great. I'm originally from Queens, New York. I was born in Queens, but I live in Brooklyn.
Yep. Well, she grew up in Queens, born in Brooklyn, grew up in Queens, family was there, and then decided that she had enough of the weather and the pollution, all that stuff, and decided to move out and meet me. So it all worked out.
That's awesome. Good for her.
So listen, you know, I want to tell you what really, really makes you special. I mean, amongst other things, so many other things, but one is that you've been vegan since birth. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, I come from a family of six, and both of my parents, probably in their late teens, early 20s, they converted themselves into vegans because, you know, just for health reasons, they never understood why they had to eat the meat and didn't think it was best for them. So my dad also, you know, talked to my mother. They came up together to, you know, best be vegan and stay vegan and raise all his kids vegan. So for me, being a vegan was automatic, being born into the world as one. But the reason I remained a vegan was because I felt it was best for me. I never had any urge or curious of trying anything other than, you know, veganism. For myself, it's best for me because I always feel good and I look good. So I feel why fix something that isn't broke. I wouldn't want to change. I wouldn't want it any other way.
This is fascinating. So this was many, many years ago that your parents decided for themselves to go vegan. How on earth did they pull that off? I mean, I can only imagine that the resources must have been so slim back then, like how to be healthy and vegan at the same time, and where the hell do you eat and make sure you get all your nutrition. How did they do it?
Well, the funny thing is, veganism wasn't as popular back then than it is now. Like, you have various stores you could go to, even regular stores, you have a health food section. But back then, living in Far Rockaway, the backyard was cement, and my dad broke the cement up to be a garden. So most of our food was like pure vegetables out the garden that my dad made. Besides, he used to go to Chinatown and pick up buckets of tofu and buckets of soybeans. So back then, we didn't have all this processed imitation meat, so we were purely eating soybeans and vegetables, anything out the garden. And mind you, back then we weren't so well off, so most of our food came from the garden. So, you know, and that was fine for us. We didn't have all these treats, all these vegan treats, all these, you know, now it's so popular, which is great because I've seen it revolve into what it is now, which is, you know, back then I remember they only had Indian soy milk. Now they have the silk, now they have the coconut milk, and it's like, it's just amazing how it evolved into where it is now.
Well, how did they learn how to do vegan right?
Well, actually, my dad's really smart. He actually taught himself, and from there, you know, to this day, he said, because of him, you know, my mother agreed to go the route that he went on to, but really, he taught himself. He wasn't taught by anyone else. He just converted and did research and became vegan himself, and no help whatsoever. He's spiritual, so he would say, like, what God wanted him to do. Like, he's a spiritual person. So.
Well, the reason I ask, here's mm-hmm. the thing, because back then, when your father and mother were teenagers, they didn't have the internet to be able to look up stuff. So when you say he researched, that meant that he had to go to the library or he had to learn from somebody how to do this stuff. So what I'm asking is, were there books back then that were teaching people how to do that? I mean, this we're looking at, what, at least 30 or 40, like 35 years ago?
But besides the few books, of course there wasn't many. He just was smart himself, you know? So he just actually was guided through whatever powers that came to him to tell you the truth. That was more so than the books. And he just went with, you know, he was the one who broke up this myth to make the garden. So it was right to eat that way, and how, you know, of course, they know how it was eating the meat, and then how they started to feel when they went to veganism and then just stayed with it.
So you're telling me he just figured it out. He just
basically that's the truth. Yeah,
he just kind of figured it out through his own intuition, and it worked. That is freaking phenomenal. Wow.
To add to that, to make your mind blow even more, out of six kids, five were born at home. Mind you, my dad was not a doctor. He birthed us in the house. We had no midwife. And out of the five kids, out of six that were born at home, I was the one who came out in the sack with the umbilical cord around my neck. And thank God he didn't tell my mother that happened, because she would have freaked out. But he said God guided him to unravel the umbilical cord around my neck. And that's how I became the one. Well, my name means the one to watch. So that's why Jahina means the one to watch. And that's why he gave me that meaning, because of my birth.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So if he could birth five kids, then he did all the diet part on his own, and no one taught him. No one taught him how to bring us into the world. He did that on his own. He was no doctor.
That's so
fascinating.
A little
crazy, right?
That is so fascinating. He should get an honorary. He should get an honorary MD just for that. That's, I mean, and also
I'm telling you that no one he didn't go to school to be a doctor, and he just did it. You know, he's just. Whatever came to him.
Like. And the rest of your family, the rest of your, what do you have? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three other sisters and two brothers. The ages go from older brother, it goes 5 years, 5 years apart from my older brother to my sister. Then every 2 years, my mom had a kid, another child.
Oh, my God.
So the age range from 41, 42 to all the way to 27.
So she was like, her full-time job was a mom, and... And is everybody else really healthy, like you are?
Yes. To rewind really quick, besides her being a full-time mom, my mother, as of this day, I remember having to meet her in her college. She was still going to school. She went back to school, actually.
That's amazing. And your dad, how's he doing?
He's well. He's actually in Florida, taking care of the garden in the house.
And so is everybody in their family still vegan?
Yeah, of course. Yep. No one tried another route. Everyone, we were so disciplined as children. Like, we never wanted to know anything else, you know? Like, I feel like we were so schooled growing up. Like, we
all stayed in that route. We never wanted to venture elsewhere. And to this day, no one tried or wanted to know anything else besides veganism. And I guess we were just strong-minded that because, you know, of course, children are curious. But in school, I was never curious or wanted to taste what my friends had, even though, of course, you know, it was hard being in elementary school, picking your lunch to school every day because people would pick on you. They would make fun of your food. You know, I was that nice person who would let my friends taste what I was eating, and they would spit it out. I'm throwing it out. I'm like, you're wasting my food. And mind you, I didn't have much food back then. So I would try to educate or let them taste my food. And I would get really upset if, you know, they spit it out. But they don't understand, you know, how it wasn't meat. But not until maybe high school was when I was comfortable to even show my food. Because I used to, like, you know, hide my food because so many kids would pick on me. But then I got to a point where I didn't care anymore. But, yeah, I had to bring my food to school every day. And you know how some kids can be really mean and just didn't understand why you're different. But I don't mind being different. I'd rather be different than blend in.
Good for you. So you went through the whole public school system, graduated.
Yes, I did.
Dealt with all the abuse that a lot of folks get when they go through public school, even private school.
Oh yes. And to this day. And now the funny thing is, some of my friends from back then are coming to me now, like, Gina, they are Nicole Burns vegetarian or veganism. I'm like, they're coming back to me asking me advice. I'm like, tables have turned, huh? Because those were the people who were close-minded and would make fun of me. I'm like, so now you want to change, huh? So, yeah, it's funny how life revolves.
I love that. It's so you see that pattern all the time. And you're vegan to this day, and the primary reason is for health reasons. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Right on. Okay, fantastic.
And I really get sick. So, you know, like I said earlier, why fix something that's not broken? I'm content. I'm fine. I don't have a need to try or want to change anything about my lifestyle. My lifestyle is fine.
So I got a question. So how did you get into bodybuilding?
Oh, great question. So mind you, even though I danced and played sports growing up, I was just there, like had no kind of muscle tone or anything, you know. I was just there, but I was active. So actually coming out of when I finished high school is when I actually started going to the gym, you know, lifting weights. I started to love how my body was changing. You know, I started seeing like a little muscle in my bicep, and I do have before and after pictures, which is hilarious. So one day at home, I was watching TV, turned to a station, I see female bodybuilders on stage posing. So I'm a go-getter, so I told myself I could do that.
And how old are you? How old were you at the time?
Oh, 19.
Okay, so just graduated from high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All 19, so I went to a local gym to find out what show was next. Now, tell me why I just jumped into a show, not knowing exactly, you know, the training part of how exactly you're supposed to eat for a show. But it was a teenage division show, which I won.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, my head was kind of big because I'm like, I won my first show. But to this day, I have the VHS, and it's hilarious because I was not ready to get on stage, but I jumped on stage. And I did my best, but from there on, I continued to go, but I fell in love with the sport. I fell in love with my body transforming. I just, mind you, I was 3 years old when I started being on stage in front of people when I used to take dance classes, so I would perform every year starting at age 3, so going on stage is my happy place, so being in front of people wasn't no problem, so knowing that I could go on stage and expect my most entertaining crowd was such a highlight for me. So I fell in love with going on stage, doing what I love, and showcasing my body. And that's how I got addicted to it.
Wow. Okay, let's back up a little bit. What was it when you're watching television, you're seeing that bodybuilding show, what was it that called you to do that too?
The reason that I see females built and how their physique look like. That amazed me because in school, I always felt like I was tough, but I didn't look tough. So knowing that I could go to the gym and actually transform my body was a positive thing because so many people that I mentioned that I wanted to bodybuild, to me, I couldn't. So hearing that so many people said I couldn't, I wanted to prove them wrong. So I knew that I could, being a vegan, make my body muscular and get to the point where I saw these females on stage. It just was just wowed me seeing these ladies on stage posing and showcasing their body, and it looked so much. It looked like so much fun. And so I just wanted to go on stage also in front of 1,000 people and do the same. And I knew that if I could show my package that way and prove these people wrong who said I couldn't because I'm different, that was my push. That was my motivation to keep going because I feel my parents were my support system because I didn't really have a big circle of people who supported me. But I feel like my parents were to tell me back then that I couldn't do it. To be honest, I probably would not have continued because I didn't have many people telling me, you know, supporting me, but they did it. Because if you would see my first show, it's funny. But I didn't realize that I was not ready until years later. But I kept going. It's because so many, you understand, I have people laugh at me, Thomas. I have people laugh at me. So if you tell me I can't do something, I will do what I can and prove you wrong. That's me.
Do you have footage? You said you had footage of your very first show on VHS.
Yes.
Have you had anybody digitize it so that you can play it on?
No, because
on
the first, to be honest, it's buried in my treasure chest in Florida in my dad's house. But I haven't. Thomas, what are you trying to say right now?
What I'm trying to say is, will you give me a copy of that digitally so I can share it with everybody who's listening right now? Because
God, it's so embarrassing, but...
Well, you've talked about it a couple times. Now we're really...
I know.
Now you've teased us up with it. You can't just not show it to us.
It's hilarious. But maybe I consider it, but I would tell people that I don't think I would even show my husband. Mind you, I'm not married yet. I would say, I may not even show my husband this video because it's so embarrassing. Then I was like, they would have to pay me so much, but... No, it's hilarious, but probably, like, I don't let things affect me anymore. It's funny, so maybe one day I will show it, but it's so funny. You have no idea how hilarious it is because, mind you, I'm 19. I'm still, you know, I still have baby fat, so I feel, on me. I was still holding water. I did not know how to diet correctly. I did not know I just started working now. It's just funny.
But it was
so
enough to win you first place. So that says that by itself says a lot. So I definitely want to see it. Okay. Everything that you've said after I mentioned that has only made me more curious to see it. And I'm sure that the rest of the audience said the same thing. You also said another thing too. You know, it was very subtle. You said that you don't have a husband yet. So I'm just warning you right now. You know that this show goes out to over 200,000 subscribers worldwide. So do not
amazing.
Be surprised when you get... Oh, and it grows by about 600 a day. So do not be surprised if you suddenly get inundated with a lot of marriage proposals for over the next to 12 months. I'm not joking. So
that's hilarious.
Hey, you said it. I didn't. So, just expect a little response from that. You might get something, but I'm really impressed. That is so cool. So I think my last question about that is, did you know that when you saw those ladies on TV, the bodybuilding competitors, did you know it was even possible to look like that? Have you ever seen an example of a female built like that before, or is that the first time?
It was the first time. Mm-hmm. And I
wow.
was just such a phase. And I knew that, you know, of course, I knew that nobody on stage was vegan or was even close like me. So I want to be that person who wants to break stereotypes and say, look, I'm a vegan and I could do that also. So that was my motivation to myself because I knew that, you know, of course, you know, you get doubts and you may second guess yourself, like, maybe I can't, but my thing was I wanted to try and see if I could.
So before that, you had never seen or you never knew what it would look like to be a female who is extremely strong and muscular.
No.
Is that right? So then you finally saw that and you were like, oh my God, that is me. That's what I'm going to be.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool.
I feel that. Yeah.
I love that. Well, since then you've been tearing it up on the circuit, haven't you? I mean, geez, I've been seeing your pictures all over the place. You've got this extremely large following that seems to have recently blown up over the past couple of years, and now, I mean, you are the top female vegan competitor. I mean, there's nobody right now that comes even close to you, which is phenomenal. So I want to know a little bit, what's on your horizon now?
Well, all these years I've been doing lightweight bodybuilding. So my last show, I did both classes. I did, again, the lightweight bodybuilding, and I also entered women's physique for the first time. But I took over on women's physique, so that's the route I'm going to take, knowing that, you know, it's more feminine looking for the women's physique competitor. So I have the nationals coming in July. I'm going to do the women's physique category because that's a better route for me to go further. Because with women bodybuilding, which is like kind of falling off some, so I feel if I were to go in and do nationals women's physique, that would be my end. But with bodybuilding, but with women's physique, I could go further on, like after, you know, the nationals, do a pro show, and then if all goes well, to honor at Olympia. So that's going to be my path now, because if I stayed in women's bodybuilding, which it seems like they're cutting back on that a lot. So now, being that I won this past show, and it was so many competitors in women's physique, and it was my first time doing that division, and I won overall, that's the path that I feel it will lead me to get further. So that's my plan for this year. So that's what I have my eye on. I'm trying to keep my eye on the prize, trying to prepare myself. I start training about in a month's time for my show in July.
So are you going to have to make changes to your body the way it looks right now in order to give yourself the best chance for winning?
Yes. What I have to do is work on a little more thickness in my back. I didn't get critiqued that much from my last show. Still working my hamstrings and my calves. And the week of the show, trying to cut water a little sooner just to be a little bit tighter. Those were basically the critiques I received.
So we're not going to go – we'll go into your workout in the next segment. But from a strategy standpoint, what are you going to do to create more thickness in your back?
This past show – because my back was so developed in my prior show, I wasn't, like, if I had to miss a body part, I would skip that. And I wasn't training back as hard this past show than my previous show because my back was the strongest point of me.
The critique was that it was too thick? Was that what it was?
No, they said it was fine, but they said for a national level, for the woman I'm going up against,
you have to grow. You have to grow it even more thick. Okay, good. Okay, I'm on the same line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that means I won't do what I did last time and skip some back days, which I could afford last time, and also still stay heavy besides repping out at the same time, because I missed a few back workouts because I was fine. I didn't have to work out my back, but the naturals, that's a whole nother level. So it's no playing around this time.
Oh, wow. Well, I think I'm really excited, and so is the rest of the audience, to find out how you put it all together with your workouts and your nutrition to create this seven-time winning physique that you've created all on a vegan diet. And this, I mean, I'm just blown away. You know, you've done it 100% vegan. That means that nobody can say that you got there first with meat and then just kind of brought it back with the vegan diet. People can even, if they want to, they could accuse me of that because it's the truth. I built my physique with meat and animal products, and even though I've done these experiments where I've purposely lost muscle, got fat, and then got it all back on a vegan diet, but still, just because we don't know everything about the human body, that maybe I wouldn't have gotten the same results if I started off vegan. But what I love about this is you are undisputed, living, walking, breathing proof that you absolutely can. So what I'm going to do, Jahina, let's take a break here, and we'll come back in the next episode, and we'll talk about your full workout routine. I want to know exactly how you're doing it, how many reps, exercises, so that any other men and women out there who are inspired to become more muscular and get as lean as they can get, they want to be able to do the same thing that they can. Does that sound cool?
That sounds amazing.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Hey, before we wrap this up, Jahina, do you have a website or a book out there that if folks want to learn more about you, that they can?
Well, my website is actually being worked on. I am writing a book, but I want to include this year's journey with my national. So my goal is to have that finished by the end of this year. But so that both of those are complete, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I have a YouTube channel.
All right. How do they find you?
My Facebook name is Jahina Malik, Jehina, last name Malik. My Instagram name is my first and last name, Jahina Malik, number one, as well as with Twitter, Jahina Malik one.
Are you telling me somebody took Jahina Malik before you did?
No, I took Jahina Malik, and my account was messed up, so I have to make another one and add a one. I'm like, really?
I was going to say, that's a pretty unique name. All right, I'm glad that you own both of them. Okay, that's cool. Well, great. All right, well, thank you. This was so cool getting to know you, and I'm so looking forward to the very next episode where we can find out exactly how you work out to get that insane physique. If those of you listening, if you haven't had the chance, if you're listening to it in your car, when you get it to your office or at home, get on the veganbodyrevolution.com website, find this episode, and I've got pictures of Jahina up. You can see how freaking shredded she is and how muscular she is. Again, it's like nothing we have been able to see so far in the world of vegan bodybuilding and athletics. She just blows away anybody who's out there right now. It's just unbelievable. So I give you tons of props for that. We'll talk more about
Thanks.
your workout in the next episode. And if you haven't already, speaking of building muscle, why don't you go ahead and download your very own free copy of my vegan muscle building guide, where I show you how I built over 10 pounds of muscle, lost an inch off my waist in just 4 weeks using nothing but plants and four easy basic exercises. You can get it at veganmusclebook.com. Also, join in on the conversation that's already happening on Facebook, most likely about Jahina right now. Just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And if you've enjoyed this show and you feel that we deserve 5 stars, please rate us on iTunes. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating if you would, and only if you believe that we deserve it. And even better, leave us a review, because it helps us get ranked higher on iTunes and allows more of this world to learn that you can achieve any physique that you want, healthier, better, and just as fast, if not faster, on a 100% plant-based diet. So I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.